Just one more word. If I ever run into any of you bums on a street corner, just let's pretend we never met before.
Oh, Thank you for listening. And if you happen to find yourself in Jersey City, just walk up to someone and say, WFMU sent me. You're sure to collect a big surprise.
You said it, Burns. We have come to the end of yet another adventure. That was just The Brides of Funkenstein with Disco to Go. Before that, Gabbo Brown and Orquest Polyrhythmo. That is from DJ Troubles, 2025 Marathon Premium. Wu-Tang and Mathematics before that, with Mandingo Style from the new album Black Samson, the Bastard Swordsman. Zombie Zombie before that, new from them, a tune called Aralak Accident. The new album is called Funk Kraut. Lynn Ahrens before that, with the OG version of No More Kings from Schoolhouse Rock, also covered by Pavement many years later. Noise Addict with I Wish I Was Him, and Pavement kicked off that set with I Love Perth from the Pacific Trim EP. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Radio Row. Your Radio Row host this week will be DJ Sina or DJ Senna, depending on which one of those pronunciations is correct. I will see you here next week. Until then, stay tuned forever.
Take me to your demon set. Sketch artist. Sketch artist. No wind chimes strike. Your dead stare strikes. And the wind chimes strikes. And your dead stare. Like an omen. In the day. In the sunlight. Dreaming in a day. Your dead stare strikes, and the wind chime strikes, and your dead stare strikes. In the day, in the sunlight, dreaming in a tent. Your dead stare strikes, and the wind chime strikes, and your dead stare strikes. You're a mystery, like a horse. You're a mystery, like a horse. You're so poor. You're so poor. Like an omen. Production. Sketch artist, sketch artist. No wind chimes strike. Your dead stare strikes, and the wind chimes strikes. Your dead stare, your dead stare, your dead stare. It's like an old man in the sunlight when the wind chimes. The wind chimes.
Hello, everyone. This is Sina. I'm leading you through your radio row this Sunday early evening, I suppose. As you might be able to tell from some of the transitions here, I'm mostly working off of records. Just, you know, ones that mean a lot to me. And we started off with, let's see, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Radio Prague. That's the first track off of Dazzle Ships. Next we had Wires, X Lion Tamer. Then we had Section 25's Reflection off of From the Hip. That's a record that I discovered more recently. From Factory Records, but, you know, they've obviously been around a while. I feel like they're not quite as well known as, obviously, New Order and, like, Joy Division, that kind of stuff from Factory Records, but, yeah, great band. I feel like I first heard of them actually in Losing My Edge, to be honest, the LCD Sound System song, but anyway, and then we just heard Sketch Artist from Kim Gordon, off of No Home Record. Cool. Gonna move into a bit of a new mood here, so stay tuned.
Thank you. write my love a letter that she'd understand. I would write it by the river where the waters overflow. And I'll dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go.
Thank you. En lejos estoy del suelo donde nací. Intensa nostalgia inundar en mi pensamiento. Al verme tan solo y triste, vuelo al viento. Quisiera llorar, quisiera morir de sentimiento. No tierra del sol, suspiro por verte. Ahora que me vivo sin luz, sin amor. Al verme tan solo y triste, vuelo al viento. Quisiera llorar, quisiera morir de sentimiento.
So that was, let's see. I mean, that last one was an amazing track from a movie, but here, sorry, guys, let me start from the beginning of the section. We started off with Brian Eno, Strange Light off of Music for Films. Then we moved on to something that I actually played off my phone, but I found the album kind of at random in a record store. This Gene Ritchie, Doc Watson record. Let me find it over here. Yeah, it's Gene Ritchie and Doc Watson at Folk City. It's a Folkways record. And the track that I played was Pretty Sarah, which is a bonus track that they ended up adding later. So not on the record. But then after that, we had Imhoy Mariam Sagi Jibru. I might be saying her name wrong. She's an amazing Ethiopian composer, pianist, and also was a nun, and has a pretty amazing history if you check out her Wikipedia. After that, we had Rai Cooter's Canción Mixteca off of the Paris, Texas soundtrack, which actually had Harry Dean Stanton singing, which I just think he does such an incredible job on that song. I had no idea he could sing like that. And then, yes, that last one that I just played was from this film called Un Homme et une Femme. It was composed by Francis Lai, and it's called Plus Forte Que Nous, the instrumental version. Cool. Gonna move on to some Zula, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Oh, it's raining and you might be able to... I think you can hear that. I'm sitting on the floor of my Brooklyn studio here and have a mixer and two record players in front of me. And thank you all for tuning in during some of my more experimental transitions there. But, you know... We like to learn something new on the air here at WFMU. So we listened to Zula first in this block with this track Getting Warm. Then up next was Warehouse with Figure in Bronze. After that was That Dog with In the Back of My Mind, a very underrated band in my opinion. We don't hear about a lot from the 90s. After that was a band that I can't probably say the name of on the air, but the song was called Interference Fits, and it's off of an album called Say Yes to Love, and the first word of the band name is perfect. Lastly, you know, we finished off with the great Mary Lattimore. Her song Chop on the Climb Out, really one of the most incredible artists of our generation, I think. And that's it for me today on this rainy day. Thanks so much for tuning in. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City, in Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. Thanks so much, everyone.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. All right, can you hear how quiet it is in the studio right now? I'm Carol Gimbel, and you are tuned in to another week of Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? And I'm here all alone in the studio. My co-host Colin Bryant is celebrating Father's Day with his son, and they are going to see Ringo Starr. And for those of you who know, who tune in with us every week, you know Colin is a huge Beatles fan, and he has never seen a Beatle live in real life and in any capacity. So it's a very exciting Father's Day for them to share. And that was Béla Bartók's Studies for Piano, Opus 18, number 1 of 3, recorded in 1974 by Paul Jacobs, who I didn't know until when I discovered him this week. And he was the pianist for the New York Philharmonic, and he recorded a lot of contemporary work in the mid-1900s. And what did I want to say? Oh, I know what I wanted to say. So it's been a long time since I've been solo in the studio, and I had to kind of put that hat on this week and get into a mode of what I wanted to share. And so my first set is, well, all my sets are weaved together, and that's just kind of how I am when I curate concerts or curate the show, even with Cullen. So first of all, the Bartók, many of you were probably tuned in a couple of weeks ago when we did an all Bartók show. So Cullen's head is still in the Bartók research mode. And I received this text this morning. Check this Bartók out. I've never heard it. And I turned, this is the first thing I heard this morning. And I thought, okay, I have to open the show with that. And I want to play all three of them because later in the show, we're going to come back to studies or etudes for the piano in a different form. And that was inspired by a conversation I had this week at a friend's concert, which is another thing that we're going to get to in the show. So my first set is all things that Colin has sent me in the last while. And, well, I could leave it to surprise, but let's see, what do we have? We'll hear the other two of these etudes. We're going to hear more Bartók, Geza Anda, who we played on our show a few weeks ago, the pianist who recorded all these beautiful children's pieces by Bartók. I have one that Colin sent me by text. It's so sweet and beautiful. He also sent me Glenn Gould, pianist, as many of us know, the great Glenn Gould, performing my favorite Scarlatti sonata recorded at home that neither one of us knew existed. And then it's going to go into some other fun things. So I'll save the surprise. So I'll start with the number 2 and number 3 of these Bartók studies.